KQJO, St. Joseph Natchez 99.3.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Natchez. Stay tuned and focused, and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Not of our asking and not of our good doings, but he just gives us joy. Thank God for joy. Amen. Amen. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you now. Thank you for your people, your presence, your power, and your peace. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand has been upon us, oh Lord, to allow us to make it through whatever we've dealt with, whatever we've encountered. As David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Lord, you're with all of us, and we thank you. You said you'll never leave nor forsake us, and we trust and take you at your word. Father, we thank you right now for allowing us to enter again, to fellowship with one another, but also to hear word from you. Father God, we thank you right now for the reassurance that you give us through the sealing of us by your Holy Spirit that we are the sons of God. Father, we give you praise now. Heal, deliver, set free, save, do whatever you want to do in this service. Father, we will be careful to give you the praise and the glory. We honor you, Lord. Father, we'll join it with the many winged seraphim, the many eyed cherubim, the chant, declare one to another that you're holy. You're holy, God. You're holy. And your glory fills the earth. And we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit filling us. In Jesus' name, we pray and thank you now. Amen, amen, and amen. Just talk to you from this topic. I'm not really big on the title, but it's the contents that I want you to get. But the topic title is how to be a part of the family. Amen. How to be a part of the family. Amen.
A relationship with them, because people you have a relationship with, they always talk to you. Oh, come on and say amen. People you have a relationship with, out of the blue, they'll check on you. How many got children that you ain't checked on in the last week or two? None of us, right? If you got a child, you're going to check on them. You're going to hear from them, right? That's because you have a what? Relationship. If you have a relationship with your brothers or your sister, you're going to talk to them weekly, right? So he says that while Jesus talked, his mother and his brothers stood without, desiring to speak to him. In other words, they didn't want to come in where he was. They wanted him to stop what he was doing to come out. You see, when people have a good relationship with you, they don't want you to come out of doing the will of God to come mess around with them, but they'll come to church with you. You know, if ladies, if you got a man and say, well, let's not go to church today. Let's just go ride down, you know, to so-and-so and go do this and get something to eat. If they, you know, if he said he don't come to church with you and he just want to ride and go, you know, go to, you know, let's go spend the weekend and all this stuff, and he don't want to ever go to church with you, then he's probably not the one you need. If he can't love God, sister, he's not going to love you. He's not going to love you. Now, granted, God can change him, but you can't. Oh, I know. I know. I think I can change him if I cook for him, if I show him what love really is. I know. Only God can change people. Do you know you can't even change yourself? I tried. I couldn't change myself. It took God to make these changes. So only God can change people. There is no real change. And I say this and I stand on it. There is no real change unless God makes the changes. Change is not a 1 week, 3 week, two, you know, because they'll fool you for 2 months. But they can't do it. If it's real change, it'll keep going. Not just a week. I heard somebody say, you know, they'll change for about a week, but then they go right back. That ain't no change. That's a trick. Trick you into staying? Trick you into believing? Oh, okay. Let me get back to, say, everybody say, Pastor, get back to the Lord. While he was talking, they wanted to speak to him, but they didn't want to come where he was. They asked for him to come out. while they stood outside. Now, then one person came inside and said, your mama and your brothers are outside. They want to talk to you. While he was talking, while he was doing the will of his father, because he came to reveal to us everything that God wanted to say, right? All the will of God. He came to do the will. He came to make sure we understood the mysteries of God. And so while he was doing the work, now all this time they had time to talk to him. But while he's doing the work, they wanted to interrupt. Ain't that like, you know, and you know what the enemy will do? They will use people that are related to you by blood, or people that from your past that you have a connection to, a soul tie, whatever the case, and they will interrupt you. They will interrupt the will of God for your life. They'll interrupt while you're doing the will of God and not understand what you're doing. We have to know that sometimes people will not understand what we're doing. They won't understand because of, you know, because this is part of how our family acts. This is what our family does. Come on and say amen. And so verse number 48. But he answered and said to him and told him, who is my mother and who is my brother? He said, I want to know who this is. Who's my mother? Who's my brother? He's not asking because he don't know, but he wants to ask and pose a question so he can prove a point. And so he goes on to tell him, and he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brother. Now, what was he saying? He's saying not the people that are just blood related to me or my family. He said, but the people who are committed to me. Come on and say amen. That's my first point here. I want you to know that only people who are committed can be part of the family. Not just because you say, well, I believe that he shed his blood, but no, because I committed to what he shed his blood for. He shed his blood so that I can be part of the church, so that I can be part of the body of Christ. And since I'm committed to the church, I'm committed to the body of Christ. This proves that I'm part of the family. Because there's so many times people say, I'm committed to God, and they don't really show it because they don't care anything about what happens in the body of Christ. They don't care about church. They don't care about learning. They don't care about growing. They say, well, I just stay home because I can't trust nobody. That's the problem. You're looking at people, and you're not looking at God. I don't believe what they say. That's bad because you're listening to people, and you're not listening for God. Whenever I talk to somebody, I like to listen for God, not listen to people. But I listen for God to say something through the person, because if God is everywhere, he can speak through anybody at any time and give me a word. Oh, come on and say amen in here. And that's why we have to be attentive and we have to be committed, because when we are attentive and committed, you can see God in everything. You can see what God is doing in every situation. I never forget, I was getting ready to go preach, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to preach. And I looked down, and there was some ants on the ground. God said, there it is right there, there your message. I watched those ants for a while. Then I went to the scripture and said, where is it? And I found in the scripture where it says, consider the ant. Come on and say amen. In other words, we have to take heed to what God is trying to show us and what God is trying to say to us in every situation. I don't know what you might be dealing with, but God has a word in the midst of the storm. God don't leave you. God gives you a word. God gives you something, even though you may have a thorn in your flesh. Ask Paul what God would do. God spoke to him and said, my grace is sufficient. In other words, I ain't moving your thorn, but I'm going to give you enabling power to make it through whatever the situation is. And so you may get irritable in your flesh. You may have pain in your life, but God's grace is sufficient. He said, my strength is made perfect when you're weak. I'm trying to teach you how strong I am. I'm trying to teach you not to rely on your intellect and not to rely on what you know, but to rely on what I can do. Do I have anybody in the house? Commitment. When we look at Matthew 7, verse 21, he tells us, he said, not everyone that said, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God. Not everyone that says, Lord, what's he saying? He said, not everybody that called me by the name of Lord, not everybody that said they submitted to me will enter in. He said they're going to say something. What are they going to say? We cast out devils in your name. Sound like they're doing work. He said that we heal the sick in your name. We did all these wonderful works in your name. But he said he's going to tell them, depart from me. have a what? The word new, it means to have an intimacy. I never really had a relationship with you. Fact is, there's power in my name. There's power in my name to do those works. But you didn't have a relationship with me. You never had an intimate moment with me. You just wanted to do work. But you didn't want to worship me. You just wanted to do work. But you never submitted to me. You never were committed to me. You were committed to a word. So many times we're committed to work. I want to do this. I want to do that. But what about being committed to you? Okay, then go on. So the first thing is, how do we become part of the family of God? Is first through commitment. We have to commit to God. If we commit to God, that means that no matter what it is, anyway, we're not going to let it stay in the way of my relationship with God. All right, it's just, you know, looking at me strange. Commitment to God means you forgive people that you want to hurt. Commitment to God. Because unforgiveness get in your way of being committed to God. I'm telling you the truth. Have I become in because I tell you the truth? Commitment to God means that you got to let go of what they did and said and loved it. What if God told you to buy their groceries for the month? Could you do it? The reason I asked that because he made me do it once. Somebody, I was like, I don't even want to see them. I avoided them in Walmart. I don't hardly even go in there, but somehow God set me up. And I'm in Walmart. Got to pay for this woman grocery, and I look just like me. Trying to make a deal with God, let me do this and not that. No, God said, no, do that. And you know what? The first thing is, the devil is a lie. How are we going to call God the devil? Because, you know, the devil ain't going to want you to do nothing good. Even if it hurts your ego and your pride, the devil ain't going to let you do nothing good. Y'all still with me here? So if we commit to God, we might have to forgive. You might have to get over your bitterness. You have to, look, you may have to forget about it, stop crying about the same stuff you've been crying about for 17 years. That's commitment. All right, let me go on. I'm trying to finish. I'm trying to read. He says, he stretched forth his hand toward his what? Disciples. Now, the other thing, the second thing that we have to do, and this is it, is in order to be part of the family, is that we have to be obedient. Luke 8:21 says, he said, who are my mother? My mother and my brothers are these who hear the word of God and do it. Say whatever it is against you, read. Luke 8:21. He said, the people who are my family are the ones that hear the word and do it. So it not only takes commitment, but it takes obedience. The Bible tells us obedience is better than what? And sometimes we want to sacrifice, and we want, and that's what the Pharisees were after Jesus about. Jesus, you're not sacrificing enough to have a relationship. And Jesus is telling them it's not about sacrifice, it's about obedience. Obedience, when we talk about obedience, he says it's better than sacrifice because we don't really know by disobeying what we really sacrifice. When you disobey, what are you really sacrificing? You're sacrificing your salvation. You're sacrificing your good health and strength. You're sacrificing your peace of mind and the joy of the Lord that God gives you. You're sacrificing everything by not obeying. I'm not willing to sacrifice my relationship with God. And so nobody's more important than my relationship with him. And so I won't let nobody stand in between me and him. I won't let no situation get between me and I want to make sure that our relationship is solid and he's done his part. It's up to me to do my part. Obedience. A lot of times we don't like to obey. We don't like to do what God said do because we got built up in pride. But remember what happened to the enemy, what happened to the devil. He was Lucifer one time. He was the one who reflected the light of God that in him. But when you have, listen, let me tell you, when you have a relationship with somebody, when you are in family with somebody, and if somebody tells you something that they said, you say, oh, no, that ain't what they said, but I'm going to say that. If I have a relationship with you, I know you don't talk like that. I know you would never say that. And since I have a relationship with God, I know he would never tell a woman that. Y'all still with me here? And so sometimes I hear some of this stuff, and I'm like, I
Lord's hands. You'll be a friend that's sticking closer than any brother. Do I have a witness here? Won't he be a friend? Won't he be a healer? Won't he be a deliverer? I say, won't he do it? Somebody say, won't he do it? Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I'm part of the family. Say, neighbor, I'm part of the family. And what I know about the family is that I got some good news for you. Jesus died so that you don't have to taste death. That Jesus took on sickness. He took on suffering so that you don't have to suffer like that. But if you just trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, it's going to be all right. Now shout all right. Say all right. Tell somebody, baby, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Say yes. Say yes. I'm going to give God praise. And I want you to help me close by saying, I may not know three things. I may not even know two things. But one thing I know, I know he's all right. Everybody know he's all right. I say he's all right to go through the valley with. He's all right to shout on the mountain with. He's all right to live with. He's all right to die with. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Two-point message. How do I become part of the family? Commitment and obedience. We make a commitment when we come to Christ. We say, won't accept this, my Lord and Savior, I'm committed to you. Then trials and tribulations, it's the parable of the swords. Things come in our life. Makes us, hinders us from our walk. And we somehow find ourselves in disobedience, not fully doing the will of God, not fully doing His will. And if we just decide that, look, no matter what, I'm going to obey God. Now, the thing is, what I love about God is that He tells us that a just man falls seven times and gets back up. So no matter how many times you fall, He gives you a chance to say, I'm obeying again. He gives you a chance to get back up, follow His orders, to do His will. The Bible says that many are the devices of a man's heart, but it is God's counsel that stands, or God's will that stands. Can you accept His will? Can you be patient or have strength enough to be patient when He says wait? I say strength enough to be patient. In order to be patient, you got to have some strength. Because if He says waiting, waiting means 5 years or 10 years, can you? Abraham, 25 years, can you wait? Still walk in obedience while you wait. Abraham walked in obedience while